views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing fans. Fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and darn sexy people. Oh, my gosh. It's a wonderful time to be alive. It's a wonderful time to be alive. It's a wonderful time to be alive. If you're sitting there going, really? I don't feel that way. Well, you've tuned into the right show. Because remember, it's up to us. It's up to us to find ways, create ways, be the energy that can feel that. So I'm really excited. If you have just joined us, just know you have found one heck of an amazing community here. We love each other. We accept responsibility for who we are. We create our lives, empowering us more and more and more every minute, every day. So welcome, everybody. If you think you want to talk to the channel, please press 1 now so Stephen can get you in the lineup. If you just called in without pressing 1, you're not showing up on the switchboard. All right, as you know, our webinar is Wednesday night. Our webinar on Money Makes the World Go Around. And my fabulous guest, Marilyn Genet, is with us. And I have to tell you guys, you don't want to miss this one. I know I say that about a lot of our webinars, and I mean it about our webinars. Our webinars are just off the charts when it comes to finding out the true information about what is propelling us and how to create the lives we want. I want to start out by reading an email exchange with a woman that I had this week. Dear Dee, I really want to do the money webinar, but I don't have any money. No matter what I do, I never have enough money to take care of things. I am exhausted trying to make money. Is there a scholarship for the webinar? Okay. If you truly, truly need a scholarship, I don't want anybody not to call in and ask for one. But I test whether I'm enabling everybody that writes in, and if I'm not, then I honor them with a scholarship. But this particular person, which we're going to use, her name is Methuselah, because it makes you laugh. If you do this, you're really enabling her. So what does that mean? You're enabling her to stay in her stuff. You're enabling her not to become her own creator. So this is what I wrote back to her. Dear Methuselah, I have these questions for you. Do you tell yourself all the time, 1, I always have the money. 2, I always have enough to give me what I want. 3, I love making money. And I always have energy for the things I want. 4, money makes me happy. And 5, I know that I create money. And she wrote back, Dear Dee, how can I say those things when they aren't true? And I wrote back, Dear Methuselah, because they won't be true if you don't. So, again, I am inviting all of you to be conscious. Conscious of your words, conscious of your thoughts. You know, and I get all the time, yeah, but you know, that's not true. we're not in the process of saying things that are untruthful to us. We are in the process of restructuring our brain and our subconscious mind, which doesn't know the difference between reality and pretend. It only keeps repeating what you keep repeating to yourself in physical form. Now, what was really interesting was, let me get to it. The channel took me to core belief number 12 on our sheets. And again, the sheets come with a balanced podcast, which is available at iamdwallace.com. Okay, so number 12 is, and this came in three or four privates last week, private sessions. Even though I love you, I'm threatened by you, and I'm glad to get rid of you. Now, when we realize that that's the subconscious mind speaking to us, it makes a lot of sense. Even though I love you and I'm part of you, I'm threatened by you. You want to take my story away. You want to take my story of no money and how hard it is and how hard it is to make money and my story about everybody dumps on you and the universe isn't there for you and my story about I'm not the creator of my own life. You want to take that all away from me, and that threatens me. So I'm going to do everything I can to make sure I win this argument and get to hold the truth of what I know, which isn't the truth, but it's the truth that's kept you alive and that you've been talking about for a really long time. And then they took us to sheet number one, number four. I am the power, the love, the joy, and the choice. Meaning, I am the power that creates money. I'm the love that creates money. I'm the joy that creates money. I'm the choice of money creation. And my heart is open around all of this. So as I take the callers today, I want to begin with us directing our chakras to be open, balanced, spinning in the right direction, and totally repaired. Our hearts are open and merged with our whole brain. And so it is. So now I just want to give you, and this is objectively, you see, I contacted Marilyn and asked her to do this webinar with me over 4 years ago, four weeks ago, before we did our last webinar with Dr. Gloria. Okay, this, I'm just reporting objectively. Soon as I had Marilyn come back, I thought, you know, I'm going to go back and do her stuff again. And this is what has happened in the four-week span, actually more like 2 or 3 weeks, that I went back and started implementing some of Marilyn's techniques. I have now booked 2 movies, 2 really nice movies, one of them that just fell out of the sky, one of them that's been trying to be completed for, gosh, over a year, received that huge windfall from the Social Security, and a lot of things are opening up, a lot of possibilities are opening up with the bear and with Lil Bupalopalu. Now, that's what Marilyn is talking about when she says, get the universe on speed dial. That's a lot to create and a lot of money to create and a lot of possibilities to create. And yet, you know, I found myself, I got a residual check, which, of course, is money I wasn't expecting from the universe. And it was for $4.58. And I opened it and I went, well, whoopee-doo, take me to dinner. And I stopped myself cold. And I went, Dee, if you do not acknowledge that you got this money and sit here looking at this check in gratitude and expanding it and asking the universe to expand it out to $4,000, $40,000, $400,000, $4 million, you know, because your subconscious doesn't understand that it's not. It only understands what you're telling it. That's why, you know, I so want to encourage you to acknowledge every little thing that you create, because your subconscious goes, oh, yes, I am the creator. I am the creator. I am the creator. And then it doesn't try to argue and keep itself safe because it accepts the new story that you're telling yourself about your own empowerment. Okay. I want to invite everybody, if you haven't gotten your Bupalapalu for Easter, it's a perfect, beautiful little gift that you can help your child or your grandchild or your friend's child really have a good core of self-love to start this life out with. And, oh dear, I don't know why I'm supposed to say this. Okay. Excuse me. I just want to go, on record of saying that if we don't want bullies in this world, we can't allow people who are leading us to be bullies. If we don't want to enhance bullyism, is that even a word, in this world, we cannot celebrate people who are bullies. Donald Trump is a bully. He does not respect people, and I'm checking this. That's true. I am not emotionally involved in any way. The fact is, he's a bully. He doesn't respect the other people that he's on the podium with. He incites behavior that we are so concerned in our schools is happening to all our children right now. Again, in Jennifer McLean's Predictions Week, they said, if we don't become involved in a proactive way, Mr. Trump could actually become president. So I'm going on my stand here, and I don't usually bring politics or race or anything into the show. So I want to know what is at the core of Donald Trump. The better question is, why? What is he serving with? Sheets, book, song, movie. Okay, well, the first movie they showed me was E.T., and his whole purpose here is showing us how many people in this country and this world and this universe are dealing with closed hearts, because you don't deal with other people in that way if your heart is open and you're coming from love. Wow. Didn't know we were going anywhere close to this. All righty. Okay, so I can go to the calls now? Yes, I can. All righty. So again, if you want to talk to the channel, please press 1. Well, Patty was up here, and now she's gone. So call back, Patty. All right, Mary in Maryland, you're up. Hi, darling. How are you?
Hey, darling. I hadn't called in for a while, so I wanted to say hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. Now, yesterday I sort of dumped in the toilet for an afternoon and an evening, and then I pulled myself out. Thank God we do what we do.
Yeah,
and
good.
I pull up the practice because I was pretty far down that hole.
Well, let's find out why, because it has to do with a closed heart again.
Okay.
Why did you close your heart up? What made your heart close up?
I got upset about something that was said about packing and getting ready to go for my trip this weekend. And I thought, well, I've already taken care of that. I don't know why he would bring that up again. And it was me going back into the old fear of, I'm not going to get this all done in time. I don't, all
yes,
of that kind
true.
Of thing.
There's a deeper fear. Hold on, and we're going to a core belief. This is for everybody. Of course, everything on the show is this sheet. No, this sheet here. Well, the bigger fear is I can never be God. So what that did to you, turn your volume down, will you, Mary, while you're on? What that did to you, sweetheart, is question you. So anything that puts us back into questioning ourselves puts us into doubt, and we go into protection, and our heart closes. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So any time now that you feel something like that and go into reaction, everybody, just know that people, what's happening is people are plugging you in, or something that happens plugs you into, oh, my God, I don't have the control. It's an old story. It's not your story anymore, but it's those old cellular places lighting up that just need to be kind of lovingly reprogrammed. But you got it. You got the highest thing. You turned it around. And that's when it doesn't happen anymore, Mary.
Yeah. Oh, it feels so good.
Yeah, for sure. Because you're in hell when you're in reaction like that and in fear. That's a very good definition of hell.
Yeah, it really was. And I thought, I haven't felt like this for so long. And it was so good to get out of it.
Yeah, good for you, sweetheart. Good for you. Nice testimonial for everybody.
Thank
you. Know,
the
work works,
and
but you got to work it.
Thank you also for bringing Marilyn on. I took her course a few years or so ago, and I found my book with all my notes, so I'm ready.
Oh, awesome. Okay, and have you started doing the program again?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got two checks in the last 2 days.
It's uncanny how it works. I mean, it's almost like I have chills on my... But when I stopped to see everything that I had created in the last 4 weeks, financially and opportunities, because it shows up, you know, in other ways, like a friend wants to fly me down to spend a week with her at her new ranch. That's abundance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's for sure abundance. All right, my love. Thank you for calling in.
I will talk to you Wednesday night.
All right, baby cakes. Bye-bye.
Love you, honey.
Love you. Yep, nice testimonial there, guys. You know, but you can't talk about it. Well, part of it is talking about it and then taking action, catching yourself, and shifting yourself back into your empowerment. Brian. Dude, what's up?
Good morning. Long time no speak. Things are going very well for me. This year has started off amazingly. I began the year in a new, wonderful relationship that has been absolutely amazing.
Hallelujah, Brian.
Yes,
that's
indeed.
Great, honey.
Thank you. Thank you. And it's very interesting that the channel brought up the issue with bullies at the beginning here, because that's actually kind of what I wanted to speak about. My girlfriend has been dealing with a lot of issues, you know, from her past. She's been through the most insane health issues, a lot of judgment from her parents and other family members, and she's just reaching the breaking point with that right now. And I just realized, as you were speaking, she's surrounded by bullies.
Yeah.
And what I wanted to, the reason why I was calling is because I wanted to know, you know, as I'm, you know, learning all this stuff for myself and able to create this for myself, and she's just breaking open with that knowledge, just discovering these things for herself, I want to know, what can I do to help her through this process as she's embarking on her journey of discovery?
The same thing I did for you, Brian, is keep letting her know she's her own creator. You see, they're bullying her because she's going, I don't know who I am without you. So I'll give you my power, and I'll give you my reaction, and I'll let you affect how happy I am. You know, you have to show her the way to get back to just what Mary was talking about. When we get hit with these things, we know we don't have to stay there, and we know we don't have to keep creating them. But until we get the lesson, see, if part of her is saying, I don't know who I am and I don't have the power to be happy, she's going to invite in all the people who are going to create more unhappiness and take her power away till she gets mad in hell and not take it anymore, or she gets sick and she goes, oh, well, I can't let myself do this, and the doctor says, you're under too much stress, and she goes, well, where's the stress under? And she goes, oh, it's all those people.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have to create anything negative anymore to move or use it as a catalyst to move back into being positive. And again, they're taking me to Core Belief 12. Even though I love you, I'm threatened by you, and I'm glad to get rid of you. Okay, so let's look at that from her perspective now toward them. Even though I love you, I'm threatened by you.
Mm-hmm.
See, you can't allow yourself to be threatened because you either want to retaliate and fight, which isn't the answer, or you give your power away by focusing on it, and that's more what she's doing.
Mm-hmm,
so,
absolutely.
You know, even though I love you, I create... That's what we want. Even though I love you, I create who I want to be. And I love you while I'm creating me, but I don't give my power to you to create me anymore. And that falls in line a lot easier once she really knows that she's the creator. So that's what the biggest way you can help her is supporting her on, well, what do you want to do, honey? Well, how does this feel inside? You know?
Okay.
Well, how can we lovingly respond to them while saying to them, you know, thank you, but I don't need your input. Love you, respect you, don't need your input. The more you can encourage her to take on her own creation, you can't do it for her, Brian, you know that.
Right, exactly.
But you
Which
can teach and encourage her.
Right, which is what I have been doing. I guess the other part of my question, is there anything within me that I have to know for myself in order to help her?
Same thing.
Okay.
Same thing. So what the channel is saying is there's still a little bit of you that goes, oh, I've got to save her. I've got to save her. If I'm going to create me, I've got to save her.
Mm.
But, you know, nobody can take that on, Brian. She's
That's
not
right.
saving you. You created her as a part of your happiness, and now you've got to allow her to create herself. That goes with our kids too, guys.
Yeah.
Even our children, you can guide them and love them, but trust me, they have their own personages to work out here. You have to release them to their own divine I Am presence.
Okay.
All right, darling.
All right, thank you.
Good questions,
right.
And I'm thrilled for you, Brian. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, Dee. Thank you.
You bet. Good creating. He's been working on creating that for a long time. Talk about somebody who came back from the depths of despair after his divorce and has really created himself anew with a lot of happiness here. Phyllis, we're going to you, baby cakes.
Oh, hey. Hey, good morning, Dee.
Good morning.
Yeah, of course, everything you're talking about is hitting home for me. And one of the things is the office I was working in, I was feeling very bullied by a bunch of the women in there. And it's still
That's
just
your story, Phyllis.
What's that?
You know that. That's your story.
It is?
From the day I started working with you. The universe bullies you. The people you work with bully you. Wow. No wonder they had me bring that up today. Good grief. See, that's when you know you're in the channel when you go, why the hell am I bringing this up? Right? And
yeah.
That is, if you can shift that core and you're really close, you've done a lot of work around it, but that is like bingo on point for you. That's your perception of the world, is people bully you.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Well, looking back on all our work together, though, you know, the first time I worked with you, we worked on the guy that was your, I think, commanding officer, or the guy that was over you, and his disrespect, and how angry you were. You don't remember all that, huh?
Well, yeah. I guess I'm looking at it more from just, you know, I'm looking at it from, I need to step into my power.
Well, yes, you need to step into your power, but not from an aggressive place. You see, that's what bullies make us want to do. They want us to become more aggressive, and that's exactly what's happening in the Trump campaign. He's encouraging people. I mean, he actually said from the podium, you know, I'd like to just smash him in the mouth. And so what does that do? That gives permission from someone who's very high up in our world, says, well, if it's okay for me, it's okay for everybody out there that's feeling any kind of aggression at all. Right? So we don't carry it out. We don't carry it out physically. But when I went to last week, and I have to tell you, I used to have really high blood pressure. And I have it all under control for years with this work. Last week, my blood pressure was a little high, and I went, what the heck is going on with this? I've been on top of this for years. And when I went to the body book, it was all about anger and pushing anger down. And I went, oh, my God, what am I angry about? And I was angry about a person who is in my life who is an appendage of another person that I was feeling was taking my creation in my life away because I had to compromise on some things that I wanted. And I went, wow, I didn't know that was there anymore, right? We're all of us dealing with the very, very core things now, and that's yours, Phyllis. So if you don't see the world as a bully and the people in it as energy that bullies you, what do you want to see it as?
Well, the universe that supports me. I mean, I'm seeing that now.
Not only supports you, but loves you.
Yeah.
That's a big step past supporting, you know. People can support you without loving you. We want to feel that the whole world has its arms around us in love. And those of you that are going, well, yeah, but that's not my experience, I'm saying it's not your experience because you have not chosen to own that belief system.
Yeah, so even for those of us when we have to go into office environments where there's just what feels like a lower consciousness and where everybody looks at you and goes, you don't fit in.
Well,
it tells you to your face.
But, Phyllis, you know the work. You know the principles of this work.
Yeah.
You know through your belief systems you're creating that. So you've got to sit down and go, wow, what beliefs, and they've given it to you. The world bullies me. People bully me.
Wow.
And so what did you do? You picked a job where you're going to get hit in the face with your belief system till you turn it around. If I, you see, one of my big ones, I'm not wanted. So what do? I pick being an actress, where I get rejected 10 times a week. Right? That's how we create teaching ourselves on this plane. Everybody loves me. The world loves me. I'm going to start saying to myself every time I have a meeting, yeah, well, that's okay, but I know he loves me. I know he loves me. I know they love me. I know the world loves me. I know I'm surrounded in love. Start living with those words and teaching your subconscious and your brain to look out and find a new pattern. Okay?
Okay.
All right, baby. Thank you. Wow. Do we have a theme going here today? Luz, hi, babe. You're on. How have you been?
Hi, Dave.
Private.
Yes, it was great. Thank you.
Good.
I have been basically complete change in energy.
Well, good. I'm thrilled to hear that because you had a big shift in that private session we did.
Yes, indeed I did.
Good.
I do have a question. This is about when I have a meeting at work, we have these meetings and I sometimes have to do presentation of my work to my bosses. And all the time, I get so nervous, like, speaking that sometimes I my voice, like, I really have to train myself before that I speak, like, I'm secure, presenting, I'm secure talking in front of all these people. I mean, they're high-up people in rank because, you know, we're all the same. But this is something that I don't know if I really understand that. But I just
Liz. So what you're asking me, darling, is why you get nervous when you have to get up and speak in front of people. Is that your question?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So what just happened? What just happened, they're saying, is their answer. You went into a big story of explanation and storytelling instead of saying, Dee, I want to know why I get so nervous when I get up to speak. And so your answer is you get so nervous when you get up to speak because you're not clear about what you want to say. Now, tell me if that resonates with you.
At some point enough.
So,
the next
time you have to get up and speak, write out your speaking points. Because there's a part of you from feedback that you've gotten before that is afraid you're not going to get to the point. People aren't going to understand you, right? You're not going to be effective moving people, getting them what they want, getting your point across. And it's because you don't come to the point, Liz. So, in a way, the channel is saying, in a way, you're kind of bullying yourself. Right? What's wrong with me? You know, I get so nervous getting up to do this. You're bullying yourself instead of simply going, okay, this is what I need to do to feel better about getting up and speaking. You see, when I get up and speak, and I'm a really good speaker and a good teacher, what I do is usually I go to the channel and I outline my points. What do I need to talk about today? For this group, what's the highest thing that I can get to? What are the points I need to cover? I write those down, and then I allow and trust myself to get up and say what I need to say around those points, but yet I know all those points are covered. Do you understand? You have to find the way that works best for you, is sweetheart. But you've got to be clear, crystal clear, they're saying, about exactly what it is you want to say and how long you have to say it in. Okay? That's your answer, Liz. That's your answer. Okay?
Yes.
All right. Keep me posted on that, will you?
Thank you, I will.
All right, baby. All right. I'm going to go down here because I think Miss Patty has called back in. Hold on. Where are you? There you are. Hi, darling. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. First, I want to recommend the Bubbaloo Bear for people. I have it on my desk, and I squeeze his hand every day. And he puts me my message every day. It starts my day off right.
Thank you, Patty. I use him all the time. I do.
Yeah.
You know, he's kind of, for me, he opens up the channel. If I have a dip kind of in my happiness moment there or my love moment, I'll press that little paw, and whatever he says seems to me to always be indicative of what's going on, and it kind of opens up my channel and so I can rebalance myself. So thank you for that.
Exactly. No, and change your frequency. It's like all of a sudden it just tells me to dance, and I'm like, okay.
That's great. That's great. Thank you. I want to hear everything that's going right with you first.
I got my final disability check, which came through, so now I can do my workshop with you, which I'm very happy about.
Beautiful.
And
yeah, we worked together around the workshop, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Good
yes,
for
we
you,
did.
Patty. Good for you.
And it's really, I really needed it, and
and look how great you created it.
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm being very conscious of what I'm saying and doing.
Good. That's going to turn your lives around more than anything, guys. And work has picked up?
It's actually slowed down.
Okay, wait, because a belief came in. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, we're all doing this one. As soon as my creation starts taking off, I have to slow it down. Okay. Wow, I know that one. And there's a myriad of reasons. I'm afraid I can't handle it. I'm afraid of my power. This is what I always saw modeled to me. Whatever it is, as soon as we go into really consciously creating, and now another piece of information is coming in. This had to come in today. Oh, I got chills. This had to come in today because if you're afraid of creating quickly and creating a lot, you will not be signing up for this money webinar, which is the very thing you need to do, because you're going to create fast. You are going to create fast with Marilyn stuff.
I see that. You know what? I do see me creating this week. It hasn't been money, but it's like I'll think of something and then they show up.
Yeah.
Or I'll see, and I've been doing that this week.
Well, then I think about money, Patty. Oh my God, I have to make more of it. But just think money. Just think money, woohoo. Everybody just visualize a dollar sign and a woohoo, right?
You know,
that doesn't plug you into anything.
Well, I envision my whole house being filled with money.
Good.
Okay.
Okay.
And
now add the word now.
Now. And it's interesting because I got hit with a lot of bills this week, big bills. And
I get a no on that. You knew they were coming. Is that correct?
No. I knew that there were a couple bills that are just repeats, and I felt like this is what came up for me, as soon as I got money, it goes away.
Okay, same difference. So I can create it, and then I uncreate it.
Okay.
Okay? Perfect example. But you see, if you practice the principles that we teach, that's not going to happen. And so that belief has to be made conscious for you so you can go, as soon as I create money, I create more money.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was listening to the show.
You know, all the bills are paid for because I always have the money and then I have more money to play with.
Okay.
Everything is taken care of. So, okay, good. So we got really clear on that, right? So you know what you, and I would start doing it, writing it, whatever you can to get it in your subconscious. Get up and jump up and down and do our little exercise. That is such a powerful exercise, guys. Jumping up and down and going, I'm so happy I create money and then I just create more money. I'm so happy I create more money and then I just create more money. Because it tells your body, it tells your cells, it tells your brain, it tells your subconscious. It tells all parts of you, I believe this, this is our story. Okay?
Yeah, I should name my next animal money. Come here, honey.
Yes.
Come here.
Come here, money. Come here, baby. I love you. I love you. Hey, why not, Patty? Why not? I love that idea because we unconditionally love our animals. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's just brilliant. That's flipping brilliant. All right, honey. Thank you.
I have to say one more thing. Dr. Gloria Kay worked on my neuropathy, and we had great results. So for anybody who has neuropathy.
Great, great. She,
yes.
I have had her work is very subtle. It's very subtle. I personally have experienced a lot of shift with her working on my back and my neck. So thank you for that testimonial. Thank you, Patty. Love you, honey.
Thank you. Love you, too.
Bye-bye. All righty. We're going to Beth in Cleveland. Hi, honey. You're on.
Hi, Dee. Oh, thank you so much for taking my call. So much has happened since I talked to you the last time, and I'll make it very quick, but I just wanted to let you know that I did make the connection between self-love being at the heart of everything, and so much started to shift. I took a course with Mary Hall that really helped me, and I'm taking another one, too, that I'm hoping to just keep expanding on that.
Great.
And one of the things, and so now I am ready for abundance. I am ready for it to come quickly. I'm ready for the success of my business, and I'm so excited, and I see more of it happening, and I just want more and more and more.
Yep.
And the thing that I was hoping you could help me pinpoint today is that I've gotten past the fear of, you know, oh, I can't do this. I can't create my brand plan. I can't do all these things when I know that I can. And I know I can. I'm totally capable of doing this. I can do all these things.
Yeah.
The part where I'm having, oh, go ahead.
When you were saying all your positives, the channel said, tell her to add, I know I'm my own creator.
Okay.
Okay. And a really good way to get that into your subconscious is, you know, I love the new thought, I'm my own creator. I love to accept the new thought that I'm my own creator. Right?
Okay.
Say it, write it, do whatever you need to do to get it in there. Okay, so proceed, please.
Sure. Well, and the thing that I find is that for whatever reason, and I can't figure out why, but I know I have a lot of tasks to do, you know, but I can't seem to, up until now, get the priorities that absolutely must be done, like getting
well,
out of the way, getting
so first
finishing
of all,
the
that's
the
not
day.
True. Like you say, you know you can. But you are right, and your subconscious doesn't think you can. So that's what you have to turn around. In other words, you got a devil on one shoulder, an angel on another, and they're both you.
Got it, yeah.
Okay, so they want to take you to a core belief, and they also want to tell you this has to do with your mother. At a very early age, you learned this here. Well, we're going back to I can never be God again. I can. So you're fighting religion in you, basically. What were you raised?
I guess, gosh, really nothing. I mean, we went hardly went to church, but
but that
Baptist
doesn't mean
and then
you
Lutheran.
That doesn't mean you were taught the principles. So what did your mother teach you about you can create anything, you're the creator of your own life? What were you taught by your mother?
She never said those words to me up until I was like a senior in high school. And she said that I can, you know, I have everything that it takes me to be whatever I want. And that was the only time she ever said that.
Yeah, well, that's too late. So before, seven or before, watching your mother, what did she model for you?
A lot of stress.
Okay.
A lot of stress around money.
Okay. So that's what you were taught, you see. They don't have to say it in words, guys. Look what was going on in your families from the time you were conceived till the time you're seven. You will understand a lot of what's running you because your brain pretty much was done by 4 years old around all these principles. So basically what you just said is I was taught that in order to make it, I have to go through a lot of stress, and that tells my little four-year-old brain, well, Mommy doesn't have any control over this. If she had control over this, she wouldn't be so stressed. So I guess that's the way it is. Okay, I'll put that into my brain, and I'll start looking out into the world, trying to find places where I can't create me and put me in stress. Because if I believe something, I have to start seeing the world that way. Is this starting to open up anything, Beth? Why are you fighting it?
Well, the thing that is the real core is, like, I can't figure out what's holding me back from being really productive in my day. And, like, you know, that's the thing. It's like, I know there's something there, but I can't get at it.
I'm telling you. You think you have to create stress to get there.
Oh, okay.
And the best way to create stress is not get everything done.
Got it. Okay.
Okay. So you get up every day and go, today is easy and effortless and joyful, and I get everything done in a timely way. Easy, effortless, joyful. That's the key part.
Okay.
This is my intention today. Okay, so what things have to be done today, those are the first things on the list. That's the first thing I do today are the things that I, whether I want to do them or not, I do them. Because I have already declared that my day is easy, effortless, and joyful. And getting these things done are going to create my day that way. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So just know that whenever you're fighting yourself, and you are fighting yourself, it's the modeling that your mom gave you that your subconscious is going, I love you, but I'm threatened by you, and if I'm going to keep you safe, I have to keep this belief in place and show up as stress in your life. But that's not the story anymore. Okay?
Okay.
All right, darling. Thanks for calling in. Wow, that was...
Thank you.
Great lesson for everybody. Leanne in Los Angeles. Hi, honey. You're on.
Good morning, Dee. Good morning, everybody. How are you?
Fabulous. Thank you.
Yes, I could tell. Oh, my goodness. It's wonderful. All right. So, I know, for Beth, at the end when you were talking about this is easy, effortless, joyful, I started to get a tickling in my back. So I think, well, everybody's today.
I need to know, Leanne, this is what I need to know, Dee. Say it in one sentence.
This is what I need to know, Dee.
And tell me what
you
want to know.
I am the creator of me. Why am I still so afraid of it?
Okay, good question. Sheets, book, song, movie. Give me a movie, Baby Cakes. Any movie that pops in.
Jaws.
Okay, well, so who's going to eat you up, baby? If you create a successful fishing day out there and everything's going well, who's going to come in and eat you up then?
It's always me.
So you're afraid you're going to be your own downfall?
Yep.
Well, there you go. So if you are afraid that you're going to be your own downfall, why would you want to be your own creator? So basically,
yeah,
you're saying to me, every time I step forward and I really create for myself, I'm scared to death, I'm going to screw it up and take myself down. And you're caught in your own paradox there then, babe. Do you understand?
Yep.
You're never going to fully jump into, woohoo, I'm the creator of me, if there is that subconscious, but I'm going to come in and eat myself up and destroy myself if I do. So unfortunately, not dumping on moms here, but we're going back to your mom now. Can you see how that was modeled or taught to you?
Yep.
Okay. That doesn't have to be your story anymore, baby. That's her story. And, you know, you very well might have created coming in to be born to her so that you could go, I'm not doing this through my frickin' life. I'm moving through this in this lifetime. When I'm my own creator, I create everything in joy and completion and happiness. I am my best support system. I am my best cheerleader. And so it is.
Thank you, Dee.
Yeah. Okay. Take a breath around that. Now, don't leave today, my beautiful person, and then not consciously live there the rest of the week. Okay?
Yeah.
All right, sweetheart. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
All right, Miss Anna in New York, you're
Hi.
On, and I've only got a couple of minutes, baby, so tell me what you need.
What I need is to release the core fear of making the wrong financial choices.
Okay, well, then do it.
Okay.
Okay, see, it's as easy as that. I'm not going to be afraid of making the wrong financial choices anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I know that I am divinely guided, that I always come through for myself,
mm-hmm.
and I always serve myself in the highest way.
Okay.
Okay. So, you see, I go back to Dana Wiles' brilliant train the brain for success thing. Mm-hmm. The problem isn't the problem. The problem is we keep talking about the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of, there is no problem. This is the way I'm creating it now. Now, they can tell you why this is so prevalent in you, and we're going to your dad.
Okay.
Okay. So did your dad make a lot of financial mistakes?
That's how it appeared to me, yes.
Okay. All right. So you know how the work works. And the more you focus on something, the more you create it. So right now your subconscious is very focused on the fact that your dad made a lot of financial mistakes. As long as you keep your focus there, you will create more of that experience in your life.
Okay.
Do you understand?
And I wasn't even aware that I was focusing there.
Exactly. That's what the subconscious does. But you see, guys, if you just look back and go, yeah, this is my story, which is never the truth,
mm-hmm.
but it's a story that appears to be the truth, right?
Yeah.
Then you'll find out what your subconscious is holding on to. And it thinks it's protecting you when actually it's egotistically limiting you. Do you understand?
I do, because it felt like it was my father's father and my father's father's father.
Yep, it's been passed down for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And hallelujah, praise the Lord, you're the one that gets to stop it.
Excellent.
Woohoo!
Thank you.
You bet, baby.
Okay, love you.
Oh, my gosh. I love you, too. I love all of you. You know that. I love you so much. I look forward to being with you. And dang, this show went fast. Good grief. I want you guys to do this webinar and open your lives up financially and other ways, because you know, as you do anything, you do everything. And you know that I walk the talk. If I ask you to work with somebody, I've worked with them. Otherwise, I don't bring it in. So I also want everybody to let everybody know that when I finish this next webinar and finish this next film, I definitely want, and it's going to be free, on a webinar on racism and bullying and terrorism and all that. I'm so called to do that for everyone, with everyone. It will be free. It's not on the books yet, but make sure you keep checking the calendar and IMD Wallace, and or getting it from the show here when I announce it. All right, my beautiful people, until we meet again, which I hope is Wednesday night, love yourselves. Love yourselves. Love yourselves more and more and more and more and more, because you know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.